This is Doug Miller. Esther has been charged by her uncle to help save her people, the Jews. What's she going to do? Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are privileged to be back with you one more time this side of eternity with this Word of God in hand. And we are looking at a passage in Scripture, at a portion which is so important to us. It is as relevant as it was the day it was written 500 years before the birth of Christ. Things have not changed, not much. The world, the enemy, Satan, are still trying to wipe the Jews out of existence. So you bring your Bibles and you come along, you keep an eye on the Middle East and look at what's going on there, and then let's look at this passage together. Bring your Bible, open up. We are in the fourth chapter of Esther. We will begin with verse 10 today. And call a friend, tell them to listen in as well. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out. That's what we do. If you're waiting for an encore, that's what we will be doing next time. We have no other purpose but to send this word out with the sure and certain confidence that God will always bless his word and always use it to do what he wants it done, what he wants done. So here we are, and to this end, as in any faith ministry, we are not sponsored by any denomination. We are not sponsored by any group. We have no organization behind us, and we have been on this radio for a long time. With just that and nothing more. If you think God cannot raise up a faith ministry and support that ministry, well, I'm here to tell you that he can, and he has in our case, but we cannot exist without the support of our listeners and interested people. We need your prayers. I have no doubt at all that the enemy would love to shut this broadcast down. He cannot do it as long as the Lord's people stand in and pray for us and with us. So write down Dialogue on your prayer list and pray for us. And, of course, we would love to hear from you. Always a delight to hear from our listeners. To know that you're there, to know that you're listening, to provide you with any help that we can or do anything for you we can, really, with no strings attached. Our mailing address, Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Now, if you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy. Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. We have you can email us if you'd like. That's Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. If you wish to pull down our webpage and listen to the broadcasts or read about Dialogue, it is Dialogue Ministries. Once again, all one word, all small letters, .org. DialogueMinistries.org will get you the webpage. And finally, you can call me and talk to me, but first you're going to have to talk to a recording. And I will, of course, pick it up, and I will call you back. Our telephone number is area code 405-535-9089. That is area code 405-535-9089. All right, enough of the preliminaries. Let's get into the Word of God. The last time we were in here, we saw Mordecai sending word back to Esther. We are about to be massacred out here. We're going to be killed, every one of us. And that is why I'm in sackcloth and ashes and wailing and praying. And that is why the other Jews are out here fasting and weeping and wailing. Now you, Esther, are in the palace. Uncle Mordecai, the one who he's raised Esther. Her parents died when she was young. He took her in as a young girl. He raised her. And there's no doubt that he loves her dearly and that she loves him. I can't imagine that she wouldn't. She has been obedient to him and all that he has said and done so far. But Esther has come to a point in which she is going to have to make a decision. And the decision is simply this. She is the queen. And so far, no one in the palace knows that she's a Jew. No one there. They don't know it. Mordecai told her, don't tell anyone. Haman certainly doesn't know that she's Jewish. The king doesn't know that she's Jewish. The king, Ahasuerus, Artaxerxes, has sent out this decree in writing to destroy all the Jews. Little does he know that the woman who occupies the throne of the queen at his side is Jewish. He doesn't know it. And here is Esther. She is beautiful, she is rich, and she is safe so far. And all she has to do is keep her mouth shut. Now, will she do it? Mordecai says, go in. The word that he sent, we saw last time in verse 9, is go into the king. And on behalf of your people, the Jews, go in and talk to him. And Esther now has to make a choice. She has to decide what she's going to do. I think this is very interesting, don't you? Is she going to be identified with the Lord's people? Or is she going to turn her back on them for the sake of her own safety and comfort? Is she willing to bear witness to the truth and to the one true God in this place of idolatry and paganism and hatred and violence, or not? She has a decision to make, and let's see what it is. In verse 10 now of chapter 4, Esther again spake unto Hattach and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. And here it is, all the king's servants and all the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death. There you are. You are asking me to risk my life. I cannot, by law, go into the king unless the king calls me. Do you understand this, Mordecai? I am putting my life at risk, and that's what you're asking me to do. There was an exception, though. She says here, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. It's been a month since I've been in there. All that has transpired that Haman has done, that the king and Haman have talked about, that, you know, these letters and all that have been written and sent out, Esther apparently hasn't been privy to any of that. She is living, boy, I tell you, if there was ever a woman living in an ivory palace, Here she is. She is taken care of. She is pampered. She is isolated from evil of any sort. And here she is, just living the good life, as it were, except for one thing. She is a Jew. And she can't change that. She might deny it. She might try to deny it, but she can't. I remember reading one time about, this is during World War II, a group of Jews were lined up out here. They were ready to be executed. And Himmler, the head of the SS, came along and he was standing here. He was looking up and down this line, Heinrich Himmler. And he saw standing in this line a young man who was blue-eyed and blonde and very Aryan-looking. It's interesting. You can't always tell who's Jewish and who isn't by looking at them. In fact, you never can in my experience. But here stood this man, and Heinrich Himmler walked up to him and said, you couldn't possibly be Jewish. You are so Germanic looking, this tall, handsome, blue-eyed, blonde. All that man had to say was, I am not Jewish. I have been picked up by mistake, and Himmler would have turned him loose. That man, knowing what lay ahead of him, said, I'm Jewish. And he was executed. Here is Esther, beautiful Queen Esther. And she is called on to do something that is no doubt very difficult for her. In verse 12, Mordecai, they take her words back to Mordecai. And Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. You think you're safe there? You are no safer than any other Jew. If they can do this to the other Jews, they'll do it to you. Now let me say something to you Christians who are out here. As the Jews were and are the Lord's earthly people, all Christians are the Lord's heavenly people. I don't care if you're a Jew or a Gentile, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have indeed been born again by faith in the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, and you are a heavenly people with a heavenly home and a heavenly calling. You are on this earth to do something, you Christians, and that is to bear witness to the truth of the gospel, to the truth of Jesus Christ, to who and what you are. This world is not our home. We're just passing through, as Albert Brumley wrote on an occasion. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And we are here, however, because it is in and through us that God is saving people. The angels have not been given the gospel. We are the ones who have been given the gospel. Now think of this. These Jews are under the death sentence in Esther. This world is under the death sentence, friends. We were all born in sin, and having been born in sin, the death sentence has already been pronounced. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, said the Lord from Mount Sinai long, long ago. The wages of sin is death, wrote Paul to the Romans long ago, Romans 6:23. The world is under the death sentence. The death sentence has come down from the king, and I don't mean King Ahasuerus. I mean the Lord who is the ruler of this universe. And if King Ahasuerus's word could not be broken, I will assure you, God's word cannot be broken. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. This world is under the death sentence and is hurrying along toward judgment just as fast as it can go. And if you don't believe it, if you can look around and not see that things are unraveling, that there is no answer, that there is no hope in this earth, that no politician out there has any answer. If you cannot see our own country coming under judgment, I'll pray for you. You are blind indeed. You are blind. This world is under the death sentence, just as the Jews were back then. How are they going to get out from under the death sentence? Well, back then, it all fell on Esther. Isn't it amazing that this beautiful, delicate woman had all of this on her? The weight of her people's future and their what had been pronounced, the hatred of Haman, it has all come down on this beautiful woman. She is the one who has the ear of the king. She is the one who has to make up her mind to identify herself with her people and to be a part of them and to put her own life at risk. Now, friends, those of you who are listening to me who are Christians, you are the ones who are now standing in the breach. The death sentence has been passed. The death sentence has been proclaimed, but there is a way out of it, and it is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is by repenting and believing the gospel that people come out of death into life, and there is no other way. And how many Christians do you know, and maybe I am talking to someone like this, I know I have been in this position before, how many Christians do you know who wouldn't dare open their mouths to identify themselves publicly with their Lord? How many Christians do you know who go from day to day and never talk to anyone about the Lord, who wouldn't dare mention His name? How many Christians do you know who have never looked someone in the eye and said, "Friend, you are in living, walking death. Let me tell you how to get out of that situation, and it's the only way. Jesus Christ, our Lord, died for your sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Do you believe it? If you will believe in your heart and confess Him with your mouth, you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." That is the truth, and there is no angel that's been sent down from heaven to proclaim it. And God is not working miracles. People who are out there waiting for a miracle, the miracle is that which is wrought in the heart and in the soul by believing the gospel. And if they don't hear the gospel, they cannot be saved. And Christian friend, whoever you are, without you, they will not hear it. If you are waiting for the preacher to tell them, I want to tell you something. The gospel, there are many churches in which the gospel isn't being proclaimed. There are many churches that, you know, you're taking your life in your hands, spiritually speaking, to even darken the doors. We need to identify ourselves for who and what we are and to get this word out, because it is the only way. "Do you think," said Mordecai, "that you'll save yourself?" Look at verse 14 of chapter 4. "If thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" I love this. I love this. Look at what Mordecai says. The Lord's not going to abandon His people. Deliverance will come, and it may come from somewhere else. But if you hold your peace, if you shut up now, rest assured that condemnation is coming down on you and your father's house. And look at the final thing he says. "Why do you think, God has put you in the position you are in. Look at the place you are in. Why do you think you're there? It is just for such a time as this. Now, we don't have Mordecai using the name God here, but isn't it clear? Don't you see the hand of the Lord in this? God knows everything, doesn't he? He knows the beginning from the end. He knew that this was going to happen. He understood it well, and there is not one doubt in the mind of this guy speaking to you, and I don't think to Mordecai back then, but that God had raised up Esther and had put down the old queen and had brought Esther into this place of favor and prominence just for this time. That's what it's all about. And Esther, I don't know what she has thought of herself up to now, but she must recognize and realize at this time that she is a very special person, that she is a person with a mission. Let's read on. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. If I perish, I perish. Now, this fasting that is going to go on, once again, even though God isn't mentioned here, there is no question. This fasting that was going on, it was to God. This is prayer and supplication going up to God for this situation. Now, once again, I want all of you out here. I don't know who I'm talking to. If you are a believer, however, I want you to understand something. You need to get hold of something. You, whoever or whatever you are, have a very special relationship to God. And he is the one who has done the work, and he is the one who has brought you into this. And there is no question about it. You have a purpose and a calling in life, and quite unlike so many out there who have no purpose at all, they are moving through the world, they are, you know, they're going about, and their lives really have no meaning or no purpose. If you are a believer, you have a very special calling and a very special purpose. You have the ear of Almighty God. And you have a reason to be where you are, and you can indeed talk to people. Esther is looking at a situation where she might die. It's not going to cost you death to give anyone the gospel. Look at verse 17. Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. How about you? This is Doug Miller. This is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.